何被改变，我们的生命如何的继续靠着神的度过。
Every religion, every philosophy has to be good, otherwise we will embrace it.
所有的宗教，所有哲学都在教导我们做好，要不然谁会接纳？
The Bible is not just a book that teaches us how to do good.
圣经不只是一本书教导我们如何的做好。
The Bible is not a life coaching, motivational handbook for how to improve your life.
圣经也不是一本怎样的把你的生命改得更好的一本书。
Jesus can do it. His word can do it. The Holy Spirit will accomplish it.
耶稣能够做到，他的话语宣告，圣灵能够完成。
But all this can only stem forth from the conviction of.Salvation in Christ Jesus.
这一切能够如此的成就，是根据最后是在耶稣基督里面。
Jesus says, "I'm the vine; you are the branches."
耶稣说，我就是葡萄树，你是枝子。
Abide in me, unless you abide in me, you can do nothing.
你要与我连接，我不是。你就什么都做不了。
In fact, unless we abide in Jesus, we not only can do nothing, we are nothing. We will be destined for eternal destruction.
若不是我们与耶稣连接的身体，我们什么都不能够做，甚至我们的命、生命，只过最终灭亡而已。
But we have experienced that power now in our lives.
但是这时候我们都已经。体验了神的大能在我们身上
necessarily in spectacular ways with signs and wonders and all kinds of miracles happening in our lives not necessarily
上帝不需要也不一定要造作借作他那种大能力神迹的彰显在我们的生命当中
whether through highs or lows good or bad Jesus is the same and his presence abides in us
不管你是在高山或者是在低谷是在顺境或者是在逆境当中耶稣基督仍然是一样的永远与你同在
So we are not ashamed of the gospel because it is God's true power to be given
我们不以福音为羞耻因为这福音是神的大能
It's not moving Okay, but verse 15 says we have to preach this gospel, which is quite precisely we are ready, like Paul was ready to preach.
所以我们的生命是要把福音传开，就好像保罗他说，我随时都愿意把福音传给你们。
The church in Rome was not founded by Paul in any of his missionary journeys.
罗马的教会不是保罗在他传福音的那个过程当中所建立的一个教会。
Probably it was the apostle Peter who might have gone to
him. 有可能是使徒彼得在他之前去传的福音。
But Paul, as some of you know, was also a Roman citizen. That's why he could appeal to the name of Caesar.
所以我们知道保罗是罗马公民，因此他能够。向凯撒来上诉。
More importantly, he was yearning to go to Rome to preach the gospel.
可是更重要的是，他的心啊是要向罗马的人来传福音。
In spite of his imprisonment in Rome, he wrote at least 4 of the epistles.
即使是在他在罗马的监牢里面啊，他写了至少有四本福音书。
I'm just trying to help us understand.The zeal and the eagerness that was in the heart of Paul.
我要告诉大家的是，保罗他的内心里面那种迫切的那种传福音的心念。
If you are going to a place to preach the gospel and you know you might end up being in prison, maybe tortured, maybe persecuted.
如果你要去一个地方去传福音，而且同时你也知道你去到那个地方的时候会被迫，甚至会受到宰杀等等。
Oh, mission trip, I like to go to the exotic nice places, good makan, good fellowship, good scenery.
对，睡觉的时候啊，去那边有好的自由、好住的地方的话，多么好啊！
go to Timbuktu or some faraway places, don't know where. All kinds of dangers, and no, thank you. Give me my lot, but send them, send them.
Yeah, we are actually on a critical thing, or another religion.
I'm always even excited to say that we have the opportunity to go and preach the gospel. There was a missionary who was at one time preaching in a very hostile country, and a person returned back to the home country.
So we were in the same place.
The church that sent him rejoiced and said, what a great work, brother, that we have done. Wonderful, wonderful. Great reward in heaven.
The church was in eternity, great heaven, and said, wow, you do a very good.
So then they asked him, what is your next plan? He says, I'm going back again.
He said, oh, I have to go.
Enough, your sin, I think you can rest. But his reply stunned everybody. I may be in a place that seemingly is so safe and secure. But I'm outside of the center of the will of God. Outwardly may look very safe. Prospects wise may look very good for where you are. But when I go back to the place that I know God wants me to be there.
但是当我回到那个地方，深深知道是神要我去的那个地方。Outwardly
may not be a good environment, very dangerous.
外面来看不是很安稳，是一个非常危险的地方。
I know, in that place, I'm in the center of God's will.
但是我却知道，当我在那个地方的时候，我是在上帝旨意的中心点。
Surely, the preaching of God's word, the testimony of the life of Jesus is in the will of God.
Surely, 当我们去传福音的时候，我们深深知道这是上帝的旨意。
Preaching the word of God is a stewardship.
因为传扬福音是我们身为仆人的工作。
We are so good in stewarding our lives, planning for our children. Oh, not planning even for our grandchildren. Every act, every decision that we make, we steward to our own benefits and to our own desires.
每个计划都是为了我们自己的益处，为了我们的家庭。
But when you steward the gospel, it means what does your decision mean for the gospel of Jesus?
当我们福音传开的时候，你的义务是什么呢？在这福音要传达给谁呢？
You remember I steward the gospel I mentioned before. First time I heard it from Pastor Paul Wong 6 years back, SMU senior pastor who was our speaker in the church camp.
我记得在六年前，我与Pastor他在这样分享的时候，I
actually heard Pastor first time after so many years, I hear the phrase steward the gospel.
我第一次听到我们成为福音的这个监督人啊。And
we heard from his testimony, a hot shot lawyer in one of the top 5 law firms in London.
他所做的见证就是在英国的。
我的律师，我是我的妈，或者我family，no time with family，或者没有生命，也没有时间给家人，no life，no time to serve God，没有生命，也没有时间来服侍上帝。Many pastors today about him concerning his testimony. He gave his all up to be a pastor in the Christian Fellowship of the University.
但是呢，我们都要关注他这样的见证，对不对？ 他放弃了他的生活一切，成为了一个大学神学院里面的这个牧师。
The world tells us, our parents, we as Christians, tell people, be the best that you can be in what you are doing.
我们常常听到父母说，哦，父母你要，很注重在你孩子成为有名望的人。
You are a teacher, be the best teacher. You are a doctor, be the best doctor. You are a lawyer, be the best lawyer. Whatever.
哦，你成为一个老师的话，哦，要成为一个好的老师，你是一个医生，好的医生，你是个律师，好的律师。
And that's usually our guide in our stewardship of our lives in what we plan for。
这就是我们怎样的策划我们人生道路。
But when we are not ashamed of the gospel, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is central in your life。
但是当我们宣告福音的时候，而这个传福音的责任成为了你生命的重点。
The decision that you make will ask a question: What does this mean for the gospel? Not what would this mean for me? A bigger salary, a big promotion, whatever other perks.
当你为福音而服事的时候，你要问自己的是：这个福音是为什么而传？不是为我自己的利益、发财等等，高官等等。
Remember the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3. He says, "All that I have, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews, I'm a Pharisee, I'm so on and so on. I boast about it. He considers all this but rubbish for the surpassing knowledge of Jesus."
在《腓立比书》第三章的时候，保罗在不是夸耀，他是在诉说他的生命啊，是怎么样的在富裕富足的这样的一个，在智慧上等等高等的这样的生活当中。但是当他认识到耶稣的时候，他发现到这一切只不过是粪土。
So it's faster telling all of us all, forget about your jobs, are you really go full time there? No, I'm not saying that.
我不是跟你们说要放弃你的工作，成为了全世界的服事人吗
？I'm saying, how are you stewarding the greatest responsibility that God has entrusted you?
我告诉大家的是，神既然把这个传福音的责任交托你，那你要问的是，我要怎样好好的把这福音传出去
，Pastor?To be sacrificed, you know how much I earn or not? You know what I'm giving up or not?
牧师，看过去了，你知道我的薪水多少吗？我要付出的是多少吗
？Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness; all other things shall be added."
但是牧师就如此的向我们说：“我们先取神的果。”那这一切就必然加添给你。
My brother likes to always remind us that this verse in 6:33 of Matthew has got that connecting word. But seek first the kingdom of God.
那他第六章第33节，他有一句话，英文的是办事，办事你要先求神的国。
You don't capture the word but and see how it's connected to all other things that the word seek after, you don't fully appreciate this verse.
因为你如果没有注意到这个字“半字”这个连接词，你就没有办法联想到之前所说的那一些话。
The key verse in the Sermon on the Mount is actually chapter 6, verse 8. But do not be like that. Don't be like that.
那么他跟第六章第八节就是整个登山宝训的那个重点呢，就是不要追求这些。
You are not ashamed because it's about salvation that matters above all else in life。
你不觉得羞耻，因为福音关系到我们每一个人的生命。
You preach the gospel because it's about stewardship, your responsibility, my responsibility.To the past that God has entrusted to us.
你传福音，因为我们都是神的仆人，是神交代我们把这福音传出去。
Then in verse 17, we see how this principle, what execute this challenge.
然后在第七节的时候，就告诉我们如何的把这个福音传出去。
The just, the righteous, the children of God, they shall live by faith.
第十七节告诉我们，我们身为神的孩子们，一人必因信得生。
This quote is taken from the prophet Habakkuk in the Old Testament.
这句话是从哈巴谷在旧约的时候所宣告的。
He says, "Though there be no wine in the wine press,"
即使是在井中没有找不到酒
，no fruits in the fig trees，
在那无花果树中我找不到果子
，though everything is empty for some in my life， 也是说，
即使是我的生命都是空虚的。
Yet I will trust in the Lord.
但是我仍然相信这位神。
I will exalt in the Lord of my salvation.
我要在神里面宣告他所赐的救恩。
My feet will be securely anchored in Jesus.
我的脚必然稳固在耶稣基督身上。
That's the principle of Christian living.
这是我们基督徒生命的方向。
Paul says we walk by faith and not by sight. But I didn't ask you to close your eyes and walk.
保罗说我们不是你眼而行，只是自己看的啊，而是你信心而行啊，不是让我们闭上眼睛走，然后把责任丢给牧师。
Paul says we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and authorities and powers of darkness.
那保罗告诉我们，我们不是以这个肉体来征战，乃是那看不见、掌管这个世界的这个王来征战。
What is faith?
信心又是什么呢？
Hebrews 11:1 and Hebrews 6 tells us the complete definition.
希伯来书第3章第1-6节告诉我们信心的意义。
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, but you trust in God.
信心是你盼望是你看不到的，但是你仍然是信靠这位上帝。
Whoever that comes to God must believe by faith God is. God is a reward of those who diligently seek Him.
凡是来到神的面前的， 那些真心在寻找神的，我们必须先信有神。
Jesus says, "If you have faith, size of a mustard seed, command a mountain to be moved to the sea, it will happen."
耶稣说，若是你的信心小到接菜种子的时候，你这个信心也能够把这个山移到海去。I
think he's obviously talking in a figurative way, right?
我相信耶稣是这样的一个比喻法来说的。
The mountain go from here to the right, the other corner place is then way to the left. I think God don't know what to do.
当我们用信心祷告的时候，这个山移到东边，另外祷告移到左西边的时候，上帝也不知道该如何做。
Master seed is not so much about the size that it is little.
其他的种子不是它的大量小啊，而是它是个小小的种子。
Not little so much, but it is a living seed that will grow into a huge tree.
不是因为它是如此的小，而是这芥菜种子掉在地上的时候，它会长出更大的树来。
So today I'm challenging you with a very, very important message. Familiar as we are might be of this message, but what are we going to do about?
今天我跟大家分享这个信息，我相信都有听过这个信息。 但是我们要讨论的是，我们该如何的往前走
？The power is from God，
因为力量是从神的嘛。
The commandment is from God，
因为这个是上帝给我们的命令。
The acting out is we do with God. I walk by faith, each step by faith. What a good song we started the service with.
而是我们接下来是我们要如何的回应上帝的呼召。 我要怎样的活出这样的传福音的生命？我是凭着信心，靠着上帝行走这人生道路。
Conclude this question. and then the challenge.
我这次的时候，我要向你问大家挑战，挑战大家。
Do you know the true power of the gospel? Or you just say, just another theology.
你深深知道这福音的大能，经历到它的大能吗？ 或者是这只不过是一个神学的理论？
Would you read and would you preach?
你会不会活出这个福音的信息？你会不会出去传扬这信息吗？
And I think what better way and what better time today on this first Sunday service of the new year.
这个是这年头第一个主日是最恰当的一个时刻。
Always you call it a covenant service because we want to renew the covenant for the year.
我们今天的主日，我们立定主办，是我们要重新再次的与神立定新的约，来partaking
of the Holy Communion.
我们如此的做，是我们一起的领受这圣餐的时候。
Holy Communion is all about remembering the Redeemer.
我们领受圣餐，是永远记得那拯救我们的拯救。
And we always ready for His return. Just do that.
因此，我们时刻谨慎，永远预备好主耶稣的到来。
Nothing mystical, nothing so spiritual about these elements, the bread and the cup.
这不是什么特别奥秘、奥妙的一个真理，这个事情。
It's not spiritual lesson. Take 3 times a day. Take as many as you want by meditation.
这不是属于的药。
This is Christ's body broken for us. That in His brokenness, we are made whole.
这是代表着耶稣的身体，因他所破碎的身体，我们得医治。
This is Christ's blood shed for us. When in the old days, there was a shedding, sacrifice of blood of animals. Now Christ, the perfect sacrifice, has washed away our sins.
救恩的时候，是。 完了我们的血来洁净我们的生命，但是我们今天我们耶稣基督他亲自所流的宝血洁净了、洗净了我们所有的罪。So
as I close this message and prepare us, each of us to partake Holy Communion.
直到我结束的时候，我们大家预备好来领受这圣餐。
I want to do something symbolic before we do so.
我要做一些有象征性的一个动作。
Chief Usher and the Ushers will help us in this. Let's all please rise up together.
我们的地方请我们的伙伴们，我们大家一起。
You know, it's not symbolic, but actually it's something that you have to do, something physical.
这是虽然是个象征性，但是是我们身体必须做的一件事情。
I'm not asking you to come and do the offer and cry.
我不是让你们到前面来，然后。
But I'll share with you how we yesterday, when we had our coordinators and service ministry, I was really, really very much impacted.
昨天我们在这个开会的时候，被这件事情非常大的激励。
I mentioned earlier, right, and also there were 60 of us, including pastors and elders.
我们开始的时候，我宣布我讲了，我们在服事人当中。 包括牧师在内，长老在内，竟然有60个人。
Not everybody could attend. Some were really, some were unable. That's understandable. But we still have the full attendance, representing all ministries across the church.
虽然不是每一个人都能够参加这个跑步会啊，因为有他们自己的生活的需要等等啊，但是一大群的人。 包括所有的服事的岗位的人都去死了。
And we organized the organizational chart as symbol of the church.
我在预备这个教会的这个服事的岗位的时候
，We have 5 people focused ministries, focused on different age groups or particular characteristics of that ministry.
我们有5个人是专注在。 特区的这个服事岗位上
，It's a five ministries, and as I do so, I like the people to know. Chinese ministry headed by Pastor Gan Hong and Sister Jean.
我们这个服饰的岗位，在华安部呢是是平头友，在社会的。
Can I ask all those of you are involved in Chinese ministry, Yifeng, Wade, Shirley, Yixiang, Shunming, alright, or you and then Pao Wei was not here, but Brandon, Jaden, and William, can you please just move and occupy this part here now? Just move.
That's your exercise.
And those of you who are also involved in the Chinese ministry, please join this group of people over here. Yeah, just sit somewhere. Maybe I want you to just be identified in the groupings that you are found in, okay? So Chinese ministries, the others who are there, join us. Don't worry, you need to push and bring children forward. It's okay, this is family.
这是我们集中的队伍，我们队伍里面的啊，都可以到前面来啊，跟他们连接到一起啊，所有团队队伍都可以。Okay.
Second ministry, the children's ministry. David Allen is overseeing the ministry in the council of here, but Shahira, Gloria, and Shana, I think the rest of the teachers and those parents involved in teaching, PD and all that, please come and occupy this part here in front.
我们这次有请所有在 主持，负责的这些人都到前面来。
So the Chinese ministry, we are the youngest in our church, the children's ministry, and many of the mothers also, please feel free, you want to join?
所以我们这次，妈妈也可以来啊，主持啊，一同学都可以来啊，妈妈也可以来。
Okay, I put the youth and the young adults together. So we have Yihui, Joel, Pinchi, and this, Jerome is not here, he's standing already. But the rest of you can just come for the youth and young adults. So you just fill up over the place in front of where Brother Kua is sitting.
So we are asking so many children,
get a place where our whole group can be together. Okay, you can organize. Okay. But if there is any overlap, so we have Chinese, we have children, we have youth, we have young adults. Combine selves, the one for the older persons. Can you please stand around there, throw and join up around the area. Otherwise, you can tell Sunni, Remy, and all the others. I just want you to be clustered according to the ministry you are associated with. Thank you very much.
这样一个五个这个服饰啊，有人在专注注意着。So
we have a whole ministry, but of course that's overseen by advancing and there already with Sun Li and with Remy. So that's the first one. Music ministry, very huge group, okay? You can just gather all around there.
我们所有的Cindy、Barbara、Tony,
you are all those who are over there in the music industry. So we have hope, we have music. I'm showing ministry.
敬拜团队一定要做到这个。
Sit behind over that side.
还有这么多人，大部分都在后面。
Benji ministry, Brother Byron, Sally, can you just gather the rest involved a bit together? The rest of you are serving as ushers. Some of you are just jump ship, it's okay, yeah? Support it. Some of you are in 4 or 5 ministries, that's my point I want to make also. Okay? So 5 people for this ministry, 5 support ministry. The last one is administration and finance. All right, mostly on ready, testing, and those who are in the finances. So we are more or less there already. So 5 people, 5 support.
Five people, five support. 能够支持这个服事岗位的这个团队。
But we have one overseas mission, our missions outreach. So many of you who might not be in particular missions, but you have attended mission to them, they just form one group over there for the missions.
How do you know this?
So what is happening in this, I think?
So what is happening?
Okay. So we have five people in missions, five support, and one overseas. 11 only. The last ministry is the prayer ministry. The church undergirding ministry for everything. So those of you who are involved in the session, you do not have to involve yet, please tell her about where Sister Mala is, because you are involved in that. Prayer ministry.
So we are in the prayer.
So our church has got this 5511. The rest of you, can I just ask that we come together, closer? Just come. You are not on laptop, you just come. I think this is deliberately so that there is a sense of response. 60 people in a registered membership of 120, 130, I think, wow, that's quite amazing. So many of us are already
involved.
Just taking two steps forward is an act of your responding to the word, and more importantly, to God is
God.
It's also a visual realization of the church for who we are at this stage.
也让我们能够清楚地看到在这里每一个人服侍的这个环境
，It's not necessarily about numbers.
这不是数目的重点
，But it is the life that truly is here in Jesus in this church.
而是在耶稣基督里面这个教会的生命。
I invite the worship team, please take your places. We'll take the song as we prepare for the Holy Communion.
让我们邀请敬拜团队预备，也让我们预备我们的心来领受圣餐。
Chosen a very simple song. God sent His Son.
我们弟兄选择了一首非常有意思的一首歌，神差他的儿子。
I'm going to sing this song as the team leads us to sing both in English and then in Chinese.
我们大家一起跟着敬拜团队一起的来上神，来感谢，因为他差派他的儿子。
I'm sure that many of us, if not all of us, are familiar with the words of the song.
我相信很多人都熟悉这首诗歌的词句。
I want to encourage you to close our eyes as we sing.
当我们将结束这唱的时候，我们大家起立，一起的来。
Because I believe this will help us stay focused and not be distracted.
因为如此的话，能够帮助我们专注在神的身上。
But oftentimes when the worship leader say, "Let's sing it
prayerfully." 很多时候，领诗的如此的说，让我们以祷告的心情来敬拜。
Let's sincerely mean it from the depth of our heart as we sing to the glory of God.
让这些真诚的从心中献上荣耀神的诗歌。
And then after which we'll partake the communion together and we'll look to God and lead prayer.
然后我们一起的领受这圣餐，一起继续的祝福到神的身上。
God sent His Son to call Him.
神差他的儿子，给他的亲人耶稣。
Know the power of his resurrection.
因着他复活的大能
，but he also pays to share the energy of his Son。
同时，你也要去传、去分享主耶稣的救恩。
The Holy Communion helps us not just by way of symbolism, but by way of association of who Christ is and what he has done for us.
领受圣餐不是为礼仪而已，而是我的生命如何与耶稣基督连接在一起。
So in this special service today, the first service of communion,
主啊，这今天的头个主日的崇拜
，we are to renew our covenants with you.
我们要再次的重新的与神的立约
，a covenant not initiated by us but by you through your Son Jesus.
这约不是从我而去。那是所有这个人的独生子耶稣而来
，a covenant that you will always be faithful to and that you will fulfill。
我们这个约是主耶稣向我宣告你的忠实，你必然完成的一个约。
But a covenant that you have often been found faithless and you have